Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel says 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire Friday were documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. The violence along the Gaza Strip was the deadliest day between Israelis and Palestinians since 2014. More than 1,400 people were wounded. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said Israel will not cooperate with any independent investigation into the violence. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon College.
All of this is taking place on the Gaza side of the border. So it's a bit hard to understand exactly how Palestinians are expected to express their grievances toward Israel in a way that isn't either demonized or that doesn't lead them to be killed.
The United States has blocked the UN Security Council statement urging a United Nations probe into the violence. The West African bloc ECOWAS says it was satisfied with the Sierra Leone's presidential election runoff over the weekend. Churchgoer Andrew Williams remains hopeful of a peaceful transfer of power.
We had had a peaceful election, and now counting is going on, and I believe by Monday, we should have had the results and the winner will be declared. So it's a resurrection day for our Christ Jesus and at the same time a resurrection for Sierra Leone.
The second round of voting pitted opposition candidate Julius Maada Bio against the ruling party candidate Samora Kamara. Bio came out narrowly ahead in the first round of voting last month. The new president will be contending with a number of issues, including the recovery from last August's mudslide. This is VOA News. 18 people, including four civilians, were killed in three separate incidents that happened Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations in Indian Kashmir. All of this happened south of Srinagar, the main city of the region, divided between India and Pakistan, but claimed in full by both. Russia's military says there is a preliminary deal for Syrian rebel fighters to pull out of the last remaining area of eastern Ghouta, still under their control. This would put the Syrian government back in full control of the Damascus suburb after a six-week military operation that's left at least 1,600 civilians dead. Pope Francis used part of his Easter message Sunday to speak about Syria.
E noi oggi domandiamo frutti di pace per il mondo intero, a cominciare dall'amata e martoriata Siria.
The Pope said today we implore fruits of peace upon the entire world, beginning with the beloved and long-suffering land of Syria, whose people, he says, are worn down by an apparently endless war. A defunct Chinese space lab met its expected end. It happened early today as its remaining fragments plunged into the South Pacific. China's Manned Space Engineering Office said the Tiangong-1 spacecraft mostly burned up in the atmosphere. Joan Johnson-Freeze is with the U.S. Naval War College.
Well, these kind of reentries happen more frequently than I think people imagine, and it's very typical that most of the debris burns up in the atmosphere, and given that most of the Earth's surface is water, most of the debris lands in water or some barren area, the chance of actual damage to inhabitants or people getting hurt are pretty slim.
The Tiangong-1 was the size of a school bus, weighed about 8.5 tons. It was launched in 2011 and served as an orbiting laboratory for manned Chinese space missions until officials determined its lifespan was complete. It was taken out of service in 2016. Also making news, the ruling party candidate won Costa Rica's presidential election. That happened Sunday, as many voters rejected a Christian singer who rose to political prominence by campaigning against same-sex marriage. Carlos Alvarado had just under 61% of the votes. His opponent, Fabricio Alvarado, had 39.4%. The two men are not related. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.